Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The Obama administration has launched what it calls a tech surge to fix problems plaguing the government's online health insurance markets. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the president insists that despite these problems, the health coverage offered through these markets is still a good product.
President Obama says there's no excuse for the poor consumer experience many people have had shopping for health insurance on the government's new internet marketplace. The president says no one's more frustrated than he is by those problems, but he stressed they are being fixed.
Experts from some of America's top private sector tech companies, who, by the way, have seen things like this happen before, they want it to work. They're reaching out. They're offering to send help.
Obama offered no deadline for fixing the website problems, but he did say consumers still have months to sign up for health coverage. The administration's also highlighting alternative ways consumers can shop for insurance, including by telephone and in person. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
A middle school student in Nevada used a semi-automatic weapon to kill a teacher and wound two other students at a school outside Reno. Police say the child then turned the gun on himself, killing himself. His name hasn't been released, and there is no known motive for the shooting. It happened this morning just before school started. Police say the two wounded children are expected to be okay. Both France and Mexico are angry over reports the U.S. National Security Agency eavesdropped on millions of private citizens' phone calls and intercepted emails. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports that U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Paris and had to face questions.
Le Monde newspaper reported that the U.S. intercepted and recorded 70 million phone calls and texts during a one-month period between December and January of last year. Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius called that type of intrusion in the private sphere between partners totally unacceptable. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, on a scheduled visit to Paris Monday to talk about Syria, was put on the hotspot just as the spying furor broke.
Our goal is always to try to find the right balance between protecting the security and the privacy of our citizens.
The Mexican government condemned the alleged hacking of the email account of former President Felipe Calderon in 2010. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
21 members of the Arizona National Guard have been indicted on charges they falsified records to get extra pay. Arizona Attorney General Tom Horn says 8 officers and 13 enlisted men and women are charged.
The colonel in charge used his position of authority to obtain this temporary duty pay for himself over $100,000 and also to help the 20 others do that.
Horn says those charged are accused of falsifying their records and using fake home addresses in order to get money meant for those traveling outside their regions. Wall Street mixed by the closing bell, the Dow down 7 points, the S&P 500 up just a fraction. This is NPR. The United States cut its energy-related carbon dioxide pollution by nearly 4% last year. The Department of Energy says it's the second biggest drop since 1990. Officials say that drop is because of warm winter weather, more efficient cars because of the new mileage requirement, and an ongoing shift from coal power to natural gas to produce electricity. A trial that could have dramatic repercussions for women seeking access to abortion in Texas began today in Austin. As NPR's Wade Goodwin reports, the trial revolves around new restrictions that could leave no abortion clinics in half the state.
The new laws require that all abortions in Texas take place in an ambulatory surgical center by a doctor who has admitting privileges at a nearby hospital. That could leave as few as 5 abortion clinics open in a state of 26 million, with no facilities at all west of Interstate 35, which runs down the center of the state. The new law also eliminates drug-induced abortions after 7 weeks. Texas Solicitor General Jonathan Mitchell argued to U.S. District Judge Lee Yackel that Planned Parenthood, which brought the suit, had no evidence the new restrictions would harm women or curtail access to abortion. Wade Goodwin, NPR News.
The manager of the Detroit Tigers is stepping down. Jim Leyland announced his decision today, 2 days after the Tigers were eliminated from the AL Championship Series by Boston in 6 games. The 68-year-old led the Tigers to the World Series twice in 8 years. He's been working under 1-year contracts for the past couple of years. Country legend Dolly Parton says she's a little sore but okay. The 67-year-old was treated and released from a hospital today after suffering minor injuries in a car crash. This is NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes